Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome
to the Bush is Swelling Show. We are your hosts, the Speaker MC and Bushwoman. First, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Love Journey Show on Blog Talk Radio. And we are so glad that you're here to join us for your eargasmic listening pleasure on the Bush is Swelling Show. Now, the Bush is Swelling Show explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. So relax, sip on some wine, and indulge in some dark chocolates as we engage you in sexy, sensual, stimulating conversation in our segment entitled, Check Out My Spice Rack. We're not doctors. We're just bringing the information to you so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets. Start boosting your sexual self-confidence to stir up that passion in your relationship while you're learning about the bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness, as well as expanding your sexual vocabulary as you discover a new way to think about toys and their healing benefits. So when you tap into your soulful sexual wellness, and when you use the bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage in and embrace your orgasmic awareness through the art of communication. We welcome you to join our conversations that tease the senses and titillate your body and your soul. So please, please, please ask questions. Ask the questions you always wanted to ask. Awaken your inner bush man and bush woman and get your sexual wellness and live empowered lifestyles. Come play with us in the Bush is Swelling Show. Today, our topic is bedroom adventures, and we've coined the segment, Check Out My Spice Rack. So this whole month, we're talking about the curiosity that did not kill the pussycat. Which spice can you include to enhance the flavor of your sexual experience? Is it too bland? Is it too vanilla? Well, Check Out My Spice Rack is about your bedroom adventures to clue you into some well-needed seasoning for your sheets, some spices that eliminate the boredom and the tasteless sex, spices that kick that roommate out of your bed and bring back that sexy lover, spices that breathe life back into your sheets. Here is where good communication and curiosity can lead you to be the new lover, the chef of the sheets. And when you ask, you shall be given. Boredom in a relationship leads to what we call gray divorce. You know, stick around till the kids grow up and then you have a stranger in your bed. Now what? Well, ask. Keep it fresh and keep it fluid. Wouldn't you agree? And some of you may say, well, I can't cook. Okay, by the end of this show, you will be a 7-star chef, guaranteed. So tonight we're talking about the spice rack, you know, to change your vanilla sex to spicy sex in our segment, Check Out My Spice Rack. You'll know why adding spice should be done daily. And we have some fabulous guests with us tonight. Yes, and you'll get to meet them later on in the show. We have Dr. Pamela Yi Wong and Bro Hank Rising Sun. And they'll supply us with some dynamic, educational, sexy, and provocative conversation, offering us information about how to spice up the boudoir. Myself and Bushwoman, we will, along with our guests, provide you some tips and discuss the reasons why you should remain curious. Curiosity is essential to add the spice to your menu, and you should be doing this daily. Staying curious will not kill this pussycat. It will spice up your rack. Can we talk? We'll describe for you what happens when the spice is gone, some strategies of how you can recover it, why you should spice it up, and of course, some tools that can assist. and our guests will help to percolate the conversation by enlightening us about Tantra and crystals. Then we're going to open up the floor so that you can ask any questions or deliver any comments that you may. And at the end of the show, we're going to let you know how you can connect with each and every one of us. So, are you ready? Yes, I am so excited about this show, and I'm going to bring on my co-host, the phenomenal Bushwoman. Bushwoman, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me, Speaker MC?
Yes, 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 loud and clear. How are you today?
Oh, I am good. I'm good. I am so grateful for today. It was a busy week. I'm so looking forward for the weekend, and I'm so looking forward. It's always such an exciting time when we have this show and the research that one finds to bring content of value, because the Bush & Swelling Show is about value. I am Bushwoman, a.k.a. Najami Lazama, and I am a certified life coach of Bushwoman's Conversations Project, a personal development awareness life coaching program. I am also a certified chair yoga instructor and yoga instructor, and it's all about bringing back the spice, bringing back the sizzle in the bedroom. So I'm so happy and thankful that you're here to join us tonight, and we're just going to talk about, explore, have some fun about how to bring back. And even though you may not be in a relationship at this present moment, it's always good to have knowledge, have your tools in your toolbox, so you know what to do when that opportunity presents itself. So,
but wait a minute, Bushwoman, wait a minute. You said that even though they're not in a relationship, you're always in a relationship, whether you're in a relationship with someone else or you're in a relationship with yourself. I mean, we have to know who we are, right? So when we do meet that other person, at least it's a communal and it's an easygoing dynamic. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's a very good point. You are in, because you can still have healthy sexual boudoir bedroom adventures with yourself. I mean, if you are a person
Absolutely.
Who enjoys masturbation, there are some great ways and fun ways on how you can do that. So I believe that we will be talking and covering all of those things. But knowledge is key. And I think it's important for us to know how to spice up things in our lives. So whether you're by yourself or with a partner, you make it a very enjoyable and fun experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. So before we get into our topic tonight, we're just going to pause for a couple minutes with Ohio Players. I want to be free, and then we'll be right back.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Free. And one morning, I won't be afraid to leave. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And all those things that you told me, you know I never could conceive. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm going to be free. Isn't that the mantra that when you're in a relationship and you just want to get out because it's just so boring or things aren't going your way? Yeah, people tend to, I want to be free. I want to go. Okay. So tonight we are talking about Check Out My Spice Rack. And I'm going to turn the floor over to my co-host, the phenomenal Bushwoman. Bushwoman, please tell these people how this boring vanilla sex or spiceless, tasteless sex shows up in a relationship. Please take it away.
Yes. Hello. All right, everyone. Thank you again for being on the Bush's Swelling Show. So, what decreases the sizzle in the bedroom? What causes lack of lustre? There are so many things that causes that. How couples can grow apart from each other. They stop having such things like intimate conversations in bed. You know, they no longer share things. And their research has shown that even though you may not be able to communicate verbally to your partner, you can communicate physically. Like kissing your partner before going to sleep, before going to bed, even hugging your partner. You know, this is, you know, like 10 seconds of hugging makes your health much better. It increases your immune system and it reduces depression as well. So how many of you have kissed your partner before going to sleep or just giving each other a hug, snuggling up with each other or spooning, as some people say? You know, I'm quite sure some of you all know what spooning is, but for those who don't know what the act of spooning is, where your partner hugs you from behind and you guys just snuggle each other, it's important to do that. So the next thing is that I know there's some people who love massages. Massaging helps to bring back some of that intimacy into the boudoir, even if it's for a few minutes. You know, massaging your partner's feet. And there are a lot of people out there I know who love feet massages. I know because I'm not going to put people to sleep. But just taking your time and gently giving your partner a rub-a-dub-dub. Also, one of the things that kills the boudoir action is having an argument or getting into a heated conversation. That is so frustrating. Don't talk about the bills. Don't talk about how you have such a bad day. You know what I mean? You get clear all of that stuff away and out before you get into the bedroom with your lover. And it's a next thing that is so, so vital. I know a lot of us are parents. Keep your bedroom child-free. There have been research that has shown that when children sleep with their parents, you have less sleep. Anytime you should bring your child into your bedroom, into your boudoir, like when your child is having a nightmare. I remember my mom did that to me one time. I was having a nightmare, and she brought me and my mom. We always had our separate bedrooms, you know? So sleeping with children interferes with intimacy, all right? And next thing, too, don't sleep with your pets. Sleeping with your pets is a no-no, all right? So I know a lot of us are pet lovers. Having our pets in the bed, when you sleep with your pets in the bed as well, it decreases intimacy, it decreases you getting proper rest. But it's important for you and your partner, your lover, to develop a routine. It helps you to be more intimate. It helps you to, you know, just understand what a person is feeling. Sometimes you can just stare at each other in each other's eyes and just allow your hands just to trace down each other's bodies. So paying attention to your partner's feelings, talking, expressing, showing gratitude kind of helps to bring back some of that. Now, if there are relationships, if your couples have been together for a long time and therefore they don't do certain things, some of the things you can do before you get intimate to bring back that loving feeling, you know, is taking a shower together, bringing that back in. Because we are together, whether you're married, whether you're by yourself, is a matter of bringing your sexy back, touching, feeling, sharing certain things that really helps, along, of course, with certain foods and things which we'll bring in later, you know, feeling the vibration of your partner. Sometimes what helps us, as far as vibration is concerned, to help bring back some of that intimacy for those who like to use vibrators, that's important. But it's so important that we no longer have conversations. We no longer have intimate conversations about our partner. Listening and talking really can create great sex, because you can't have great sex if you're not happy. So some of the things that we will explore is the ability to just create some fun things. And one another thing, ladies, I should say, dance for your partner. Sexually dancing for your partner is a great way of igniting the fire between the sheets. I love doing that for my mates. I mean, shit, you know, have them sit in a chair and you just do your thing. You know, you can do some bondage, tie their hands or something like that. And we want to really help you to explore. Just be creative in the boudoir, you know, because the language of also being naughty and erotic makes your partner more sexually addicted to you. Have some dirty conversations between the sheets, you know. Explore your partner's body with your tongue and just, you know, be like an explorer. You know, getting into the habits of also just laughing and just having some fun in bed. And be that bad boy or bad girl, you know, who don't like being spanked once in a while, especially when it starts to get intense, you know? So all of those things, exploring the erotic zone. So Speaker MC, have you explored some of these tips that is shared here?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. I used to be a missionary person, you know, mm-hmm. I felt as if I needed to go to Africa and do some missionary work, because all we were doing was that one damn position. So been there, done that. God. Vanilla love was like, oh, tasteless. But you raised some really good points about the child-free bedroom and the pet-free bedroom. I totally agree with that. Everything has its place, right? And children, they're very small, but they're very smart. If they know that they can get away with, oh, I have a nightmare, every night will be a nightmare. you gotta curb it. You gotta curb it. You're absolutely right about that. But some of the other ways that couples experience vanilla sex, when, like I mentioned, the routine sex, you know, being missionaries, and you're not wearing the sexy lingerie or, you know, the song or the nipple tassels or anything like that. You're not doing any of that. So yeah, sometimes I understand we have lives and we have children to raise and, you know, the scheduling and all that, but you have to make time. You really have to create the time for each other. And food in the bed. Now, food can be at the table, but this is a different kind of food in the bed. The strawberries and the whipped cream. The mango, and even the honey.
Chocolate.
Oh, glorious God, yes. You will be talking in tongues and talk about naughty, erotic talk. You'll be saying mud, dirt, vacuum cleaner. Yeah, you'll be saying all that stuff in the bedroom, in the boudoir, all that dirty talk, right? So the foreplay, that's another way that you know that you're having that vanilla sex. You no foreplay whatsoever. You're faking the orgasm because you just want to get it over and done with. There's no seduction. Oh my gosh, that could be the worst. But I love what you brought up, Bushwoman, about the ropes and tying up and the bondage. I too am very, 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 very intrigued by that. And there are so many different kinds of ropes. Now that I'm into the sexual realm and the sexual wellness element, and in case you're wondering who I am, my name is Speaker MC. And as an award-winning international speaker and sexual wellness consultant, my message is all about sexual empowerment, and I share that with women who are in relationships and they feel lonely. So I help them to regain the intimacy to have better sex and reclaim their sexuality. And part of what I share is some of the things that I enjoy. Tie them up, you know, that mystery, the bondage, the blindfolds, the massaging the feet. Oh my goodness. And even, and I'm going to say this on air, yes, for all the millions out there to hear. I dated this guy once. He freaked me out. I dated this guy once. He had a foot fetish. I swear to God, everywhere we went, this guy wanted me to take off my shoes, and he just began massaging my feet. If he could, in some of the public places that we went to, if he could start sucking my toes, he would. He would tell me, oh my gosh, I'm getting so hard for you. He was the one that made me, and I thank him for it. If Scott is listening, anywhere you are, Scott, hey. He was the one that made me get pedicures religiously, if not every 4 days, at least every week. Yes, he brought me to a new kind of awareness about my feet, because I used to just say, oh, can't stand my feet. No, this man is so in love with the foot, massaging it, caressing it, and it's so erotic, those foot massages, just as you say. They're very, very, very erotic. Yes. So ladies, get your pedicures going on, and you know, have your even just massage your own damn foot. Well, I mean, you know, seriously.
Yes.
Another thing I wanted to mention was about calling the barber. So I had a barber. I fired him because he wanted more. You know, his function was to be a barber, right? And that was the contractual arrangement. This is what you do, and that's it. Nothing else. Well, your lover could be your barber. They could make shapes out of your mons pubis hair, you know, and it could come in all kinds of styles and variations, and you could really have fun with it, like seriously. And after you give it a nice haircut, you have a nice shower, you comb it. Sometimes you may want to grow it so he can braid it, you know, teach him how to braid hair. Hey, and then go at it. Go at it. That's right. Yeah. And another way is to not only just stay in the boudoir. I recommend finding other places to just have an enjoyable time. And you don't have to get gross and, you know, how do you say it? So extremist about it. But even just holding hands and the cuddling, touch is so important. Our skin is the largest organ that we have, and so many of us have just tossed it aside. Our skin is the largest erogenous zone that we have, okay? The largest. Every element around it, by our necks, behind our knees, by our elbows, under our arms. I mean, explore. Even just touching, as Bushwoman had mentioned, just that light touch. Take it outside of the boudoir. You're driving somewhere. Start to explore, you know, just touch each other. That in and of itself can be so erotic. And what I can recommend is that on June 22nd, ladies, no panties. What? And then go somewhere in a short skirt. Oh, all right. Yes, on and popping. Fire! June 22nd is No Panties Day. It's International No Panties Day. So on June 22nd, ladies, wear a short skirt, no panties, and go out with your boo. Yes. Go somewhere fun and somewhere special and just get it on like Donkey Kong.
Wow. I can't say how true that is. Just being sexy. Also, too, the importance of really taking care of your skin. I'm glad you brought that part up, because your skin is a very sensual, sensitive organ. So a lot of people don't do things like exfoliate their skin, get rid of that dead layer of skin, especially on their feet. The pedicures are so important. You can do your own pedicures if you don't have time to go and have your feet done. Get a pumice stone or emery board. Because the worst thing is to be rubbing up in bed with your partner and you're getting scratched by sandpaper feet. That's what I call it. I've seen too many sisters out there wearing sandals out there and their feet are deplorable. I said, no. I was massaging a friend of mine many years ago and her feet were so rough. I said, and she was married. I said, wait, you have your feet like this and you're married? I said, you're going to scratch your husband. I said, what is that? I said, no, darling. No, no, no. You got to take care of your feet, honey. And I have a pumice stone. I got a foot brush. I got, my bathroom got toiletries of the gazoo. Because I even have sand from the Caribbean. When I go to the Caribbean, I bring back sand. When I'm on the beach, I do a sand bath, exfoliating, rubbing the sand over my body. So my skin not only glistens, it is smooth like a baby's bottom. So,
that is so true. Sand is like the best exfoliant there is. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Go to the beach and go to the beach with an intention. Even that lady with the sandpaper foot, she could go there and rub her feet into the sand, and it can exfoliate right there and then.
That's true. That's true. But unfortunately, she passed away. You know, she passed away many, many years ago. But I remember having a conversation with her. It's important for you to make sure that you take care of your yoni. Yoni, you're talking about the vajayjay. You know, have it, and there's certain things you can do, not only to have it smelling good, but to have it tasting good by what you ingest, you know, what you eat comes out through that area. And also for men as well, too. You know, and next thing, don't put too much heavy cologne and perfumes down there, okay? Sometimes the taste of that can really affect the whole intimacy, all right? There's a lot of nice, delectable treats you can put down there. I mean, you know, you can put some honey down there. That's always nice. And you can even insert certain things like honey in your vajayjay and just have your partner just lick it off. So, you know, just some of those little delectable things. You got edible panties. You know, and chocolate is always such a great for you. Not diabetic, of course. But chocolate is such, because it has that chemical. What is the chemical called? Wait a minute. It just escaped my mind here. But the same chemical that turns on the sexual feeling in the brain, chocolate elicits that. You know, so having, if you're going to have some nice treats, have things that entices the mood, pineapples, mangoes, chocolate, you know, kissing each other with certain treats in your mouth. Kissing each other with chocolate in your mouth is always nice. And honey as well on the tongue.
Well,
hold
on. So as long as your partner knows how to kiss, because there are some, I tell you, there's some wet ones out there, you know. Some people don't know that the tongue has to undulate. They just want to lick you like you're a... So if your partner doesn't know how to kiss, my suggestion is to teach your partner how to kiss you, how you like to be kissed. So that's the important thing.
Do you know the Kama Sutra is a great, great study guide? And you can also do your own research. You can go on YouTube to find some of the tips how to increase your boudoir action. The Kama Sutra was one of my Bibles when I was in my 20s. There are different ways of kissing. There are different art forms of kissing. You have the biting kiss. You have the soft kiss. There are different ways of kissing your partner and finding their erogenous zones by gently kissing different parts of their body to help elicit that feeling. It's important. I love kissing, you know.
Not everybody loves kissing. Not everybody loves kissing. I have found that out. Not everybody loves kissing. Yes. And it astonishes approached me like, you don't like to kiss? Yeah, some people just don't like to kiss. They really don't.
I have
like some women just don't like clitoral action. They don't like their clitoris being massaged. And I'm like, really? Wow, yeah. So different strokes for different folks.
Well, then too, if you have been through certain kind of traumas or sexual abuse or rape, that can also maybe be the contributing underlying factor to that. I have some girlfriends who don't like to kiss at all. She doesn't like to kiss at all. She ain't swapping nothing. I said, okay. But a good kisser, like when you meet someone new or you're getting to know someone, I know that I can always tell when a man is good in bed. By the way, how he kisses me and I get wet down there, oh, it's on my boiled corn for sure. I said, all right. It's on. You know, it's like almost, and sometimes too, when you're and your partner at home and you guys are not going out, put on some music and dance with each other. Not only dance for him, but dance with each other. Gyrate, you know, feel that slow grind and just keep it going on. So, I see we got a lot of callers on here, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but we have to introduce our guest. I want to introduce our guest, Dr. Pamela Yi Wong, because she's going to bring an element of the spice that a lot of people seem to think is all about sex. And she's going to explain that it's just the application of the sexual energy to get to a spiritual realm. So she'll explain that a little bit more, and it's called Tantra. And let me just tell you who Dr. Yi Wong is. Dr. Pamela Yi Wong Hall. She's a native of Mississippi and has resided in the Baltimore area for over 20 years. As a child, she suffered a severe burn accident. Her parents were told that according to Western medicine, she'd never be able to use her hands again. And through her grandmother's use of traditional medical remedies, she did regain the use of her hands. And her grandmother would often tell her that she had healing hands and she'd grow to be a doctor. How profound, because Pamela was set on a path of healing and entrepreneurship at a young age. And over the years, she's earned a Bachelor of Science degree in business management from the University of Baltimore. She became a Maryland State licensed esthetician, a Reiki master and certified Tantra instructor, and continuing in the path of healing, she is now the first student to graduate from Maryland University of Integrative Health, earning the degrees of Master of Acupuncture, Master of Oriental Medicine, and Doctor of Oriental Medicine. All three degrees in 3 years with honors. I bow down. She is the first native-born African-American female doctor of Oriental medicine in the state of Mississippi. She's also the founder and owner of Pamela Hall, Inc., doing business as Mafa Holistic, which is her private practice where she utilizes all of her trainings to help others to heal everywhere. She successfully completed a clinical case study proving acupuncture as a viable use for treating depressive episodes and is looking forward to her work being published. She believes her greatest achievements are giving birth to her three children, discovering her maternal 99.97 DNA bloodline match of the Mafa people of Northwest Cameroon, and being blessed by the Fawns Council with the name Yi Wong, which means Queen Mother, during a traditional African naming ceremony in 2013, and being given the humble honor of being a member of the Northwest Fawns Council. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Dr. Pamela Yi Wong Hall. Dr. Pamela!
Peace and blessings, everyone. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can.
Awesome. I am en route. I'm actually just leaving Laurel, Maryland, heading back to Baltimore, Maryland. I just got finished doing a Tantra session. With a brother in the Tantra community. So I was getting all nice and juicy for the segment on tonight.
Yes, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Well, welcome to the Bush is Swelling show. Welcome, welcome.
It's
and we wanted you to Thank you. Thank you. Could you just enlighten our audience exactly what is Tantra, please?
Tantra, in its purest form, is an energetic healing system. It's similar to Reiki in that it balances your body, it heals you and balances your body. There's one exception, though. Reiki is the energetic healing system that heals you so that you can be healed. Tantra is the energetic healing system that heals you so that you can enjoy a higher level of sexual bliss with your partner. Tantra heals you so that you can enjoy Kama Sutra.
Yes, that Kama Sutra. That Kama Sutra that Bush woman spoke about.
Yes. And can I tell you, once you learn how to utilize the techniques, the energetic techniques of Tantra, and learn how to bring your partner to an energetic orgasmic release, and have them in an orgasmic state for 20, 30, 45 minutes, you will never want to just have regular sex ever again.
That's right.
You never want to have regular sex ever again because it takes your sexual experience to a whole nother level. It's like the umpteen thousandth degree of heightened sexual sensitivity. It's like eating that juicy peach. It's like you've had a peach, but then it's like eating it, like pulling it straight from a tree in Georgia when it's nice and juicy and ripe, and the juice is just running down your mouth, and you're tasting the sweetness like you've never tasted the sweetness before, and you're like, dang, I thought I had a peach before, but now I see what a real peach tastes like. So it's like, wow, I thought I had before, but now I see what real sex tastes like, feels like, smells like, where you can be across the room from your mate and they can make your clit throb and your testes vibrate. You can be in another space and they can reach out and touch you. Like the farthest I've projected tantric energy is to a brother who is stationed in one of our U.S. bases in South Korea. And he felt as if I was right there in the room with him. He felt me working in his genital area and all of that. That's Tantra. Dr. Ewa,
you make it sound so scrumptious and so delicious. Is there something that our audience, whether they are tantrikas or not, is there something that our audience can actually apply in, you know, in layman terms? Can you give them like a go-to 1, 2, 3 step that they can actually do to start learning how to do Tantra? Is it something that we can do at home, or do we need a guru to show us?
Well, the first thing you would need to do is take some Tantra classes. I do have classes available to teach people, and they will become Tier 1 certified through the Grand Trine system. And because of my background in Oriental medicine, I also teach some extra juicy stuff that, you know, others may not be aware of, but I know because we studied the body like that with acupuncture. But for your listeners who are listening tonight, I can just give them something quick that they can actually do tonight to each other and apply some gentle pressure in a couple of areas that can get some things moving.
That would be appreciated.
So if everyone that's listening right now, you find your belly button and then locate the top of your pelvic bone, divide that space in half. So from the length of your belly button to the tip of your pelvic bone, divide that space in half. That point right there is where I would stick a needle in. That is the point that is used in acupuncture to increase the libido.
Wait, Dr. Yuan, before you go further, so I'm practicing that. When you say sit from the pubic bone, split it in half going down, or split it in half going across the pubic bone?
No, like straight down the center of your stomach. Like sometimes, okay. Sometimes women will have like a little line going straight down.
Yeah, I have one of those lines. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from your belly button straight down the middle of your stomach.
Oh, okay.
To the tip of your pelvic bone, the very
okay.
top of your pelvic bone. Divide that space in half. And you don't have to dig into it. Just apply gentle pressure. Now, you can do that to yourself, and you can do that to your partner as well.
Mm.
Now,
Dr. Yuan,
yes.
Isn't that the sacral chakra, chakra number two, for those who are interested in knowing about the chakras? Isn't that the sacral area?
It is the sacral area if you were looking at it from the back. Because they mirror each other. That point is actually called CD4. And it's a point that's used to enhance your sexual pleasure, to increase the libido in men and women. So you can apply gentle pressure there. And you can do the same thing tonight when you're playing with your lover. Give him a nice little belly rub. And then, you know, locate the tip of that pelvic bone nice and gentle. You can even locate it with your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just kind of like while you're playing and massaging his penis and everything and just kind of feeling around and gently massaging, locate the tip of his pelvic bone and then, you know, lick around the lower part of his abdomen and suck on his belly button and everything. And now, you know, that's one point, go halfway between and use your tongue to gently make circular motions in that area. You don't have to like dig in it with your finger. You can gently lick it. With the tongue. In fact, I think he or she would like that a lot better than your finger.
What other tips you recommend, Dr. Yu?
And then after doing that, kind of gently, you know, put your hand behind his or her back at the small of the back. There's a point that we would also stick a needle in. And it's like the sister point to the point that you have your tongue on. And that's GV4. It's, you know, said to also increase libido as well.
So, Dr. Yuan, let me ask you a question. With regard to Tantra, is there anything that they could do also with their breathing, like some breath exercises maybe?
Yes. With the breath exercises, you'll have to forgive me. I'm cutting the – I just made it to Baltimore. So, with the breathing exercises, what you want to do, you all please forgive me. I feel so unprofessional right now.
Well, do you want us to take a little break with you and give you a couple minutes and we'll go to our next guest? Maybe we'll introduce our next guest and come back to you. Would that serve you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll be in the house in about 30 seconds.
Okay, no worries. So we'll put you on pause for a minute.
Speaker MC, our second guest is on the 930 number, Brother
yes.
Hank Risingson. Okay.
Hi, did you want to introduce Brother Hank? No worries,
yeah,
I can.
So we can, yeah, sure, you can. We're going to take a break and come back.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll take a 2-second break, and we'll be right back with our next guest who's going to tell us all about crystals. Yeah. All right. So after that little exercise that you're going to do with your tongue and to raise the libido, I think you're going to say, babe, you're going to put my love on top. Finally, you put my love on top. Yeah, see, this is why I'm a speaker, not a singer, right? Our next guest is here at the Bush is Swelling show. And talk about an Orgon product. I don't know how many of you know about Orgon, but this gentleman is like, the master of Orgon. Yeah, he's a developer. And we're going to ask him a little bit about the Orgon product that he specializes in. And his name is Brother Hank. And he's been studying pyramids and magnets and crystals for over 35 years. He's been a student of various modalities ranging from Reiki Master, advanced prana healing, Qigong, psychedelics, and Tantra. So we have two Tantricas here. And he continues to be a student of the following ascended masters such as Simeon Toko, Saint Germain, Great Divine Director, Sheik Amadou Bamba, Black Madonna, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Harriet Tubman, woohoo! Chief Geronimo, woohoo! Chief Crazy Horse, Babanath Turner, and Pastor John Brown, and all warrior shamans of antiquity. We salute and we welcome this majestic Orgon developer to the Bush is Swelling show. His latest show is called Magnets, Crystals, and Pyramids, and he is also on the Blog Talk Radio. He reveals the hidden connection between Orgon energy and orgasmic energy. And he spoke about the healing devices of crystals, magnets, pyramids, as well as the art of Tantra projection. Yes, we were touching base on that just a minute ago, and he is going to really fill in the void for that. So please put your hands together and welcome Brother Hank. Brother Hank, good evening and welcome to the Bush is Swelling show. How are you?
Good evening, my sisters and all your listening audience. Thank you, Najami, for inviting me back to your show. Thank you, my sister, for all your hot tropical Caribbean flavor on this Saturday evening. You know, if a man can't get it up, they can just listen to the both of you, and I'm sure you'll stir the gravy so that the navel will be somewhat activated acoustically.
That's right.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming to our show, Brother Hank. Thank you so much. I have been intrigued by Orgon. And could you just explain to us and our audience, well, me and our audience, a little bit more about what is Orgon?
Orgon is another name for chi, prana, ki. It was a term phrased by a medical doctor from the 20s named Dr. Wilhelm Reich. It is tapping into this universal electrical orgasmic ocean that all our planets, galaxies, star systems float in. It's sort of like the water in the fishbowl of life that we all exist in. And Orgon devices are like, I guess you can say, the difference between canoeing your way into the bedroom versus having a multi-sail ship coming into the bedroom or into your workroom or into your business meeting. It increases the cell voltage throughout your body to increase your personal magnetism. It increases your vital force. So I always enjoy having couples in front of my table put an Orgon amulet on and zap their partners when their lips come together. And then they would take turns putting the Orgon on the opposite mate, and they in turn would zap the receptive partner. So increasing your voltage so that you can create, in a sense, blue arcs of electricity between the two of you in the dark will definitely heighten the experience of a couple coming together. Najami had the pleasure of experiencing one of the Oregon amulet designs, and I was going to ask her to share with the audience what you experienced when you put it to your chest.
Yeah, Hank, I'm so glad you said that, because I can say, people, I've known Hank for about over 30 years. Hank and I have done holistic healing work together, and I remember when Hank was starting out with his copper and magnets and healing. And I met Hank one day on the street. I met him having dinner. I stopped and said hello. He had one of his new pieces he made. He said, Najami, put this on. I put it on for a few minutes. I said, here. He says, no, keep it on for a longer time. And I kept it on, and then I left and went home. And while I'm on my way home, I am feeling my body vibrating. I'm feeling this vibration, and it's going all the way down to my yoni. And I got into my house, I had to call Hank. I said, Hank, what the hell is this thing that you made? My whole body is like you plug in something, and I'm just feeling all this electrical energy. So just imagine if a couple is using this orgone, these orgon crystals, this energy, how intensified your boudoir action would be. Oh my God. And I know Hank products work. Hank is a wizard, an alchemist. The brother is spot on. Yes, Hank, go ahead.
So Brother Hank, this is Speaker MC. I just wanted to ask two questions. Number one, the magnetism that this brings, is it something that we can pass through TSA with and they're not gonna, you know, blow out the machines that they have there? That's number one. And number two, is it something that, I know Najami describes it as an amulet. So is this amulet something that can be worn all day, every day, even when you're asleep?
Yes. First of all, TSA will not disrespect spiritual items, because various religious groups go through TSA. And you always have the option of not going through an X-ray machine, but you can actually be patted down, because this is something that all you have to do is announce that you have a spiritual amulet, and they will acknowledge that. You will catch more, I guess you say, concern if you decide to take your vibrator through TSA versus the amulet. Okay?
No, that is so true. But before you go on, Hank, my girlfriend went to the Cayman Islands, and do you know that TSA took away her vibrators?
What?
They took away her vibrators.
Yes, why? They couldn't figure out what it was?
Did she cry and beg for it back?
Hello, they wasn't hearing any of that. They didn't care. They took away her vibrators. And she asked, so she came back to New York, she asked her man to get her some new ones.
Oh, my God. But, Brother Hank, you said that you just tell the TSA, and, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but you tell the TSA that you have a religious article on your person.
Right.
And with
That's
what Najami described, how this thing is vibrating all the way down to her yoni, them patting you down, you're just going to come on yourself right there, aren't you?
Well, women, you're able to come all day for even a peanut butter sandwich if you're free of that. You don't have to wait to go through TSA. You can just be on the street corner waiting for the light to change and just go into full body orgasm.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So why is it that it gave her that sensation, the orgone? I'm intrigued now.
The orgone increased her voltage. It increased the life force energy directing into her body till she reached the threshold that if she would have relaxed, she would have went into orgasm after she got home, or as it was building, because orgasm has four cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a car engine has four cycles. Every mechanic, car mechanic knows that a four-cycle engine is called, in simple terms, suck, squeeze, pop, blow. Suck the oxygen into the cylinder, okay? Squeeze, compress, ignition, and then blowing the exhaust out. Orgasm works the same way. You have agitation, excitation, orgasm, and rest cycle. So what Najami was experiencing was the agitation and excitation of the orgone amulet building her cell voltage. So when she went home, she was humming at home.
Yes, I was humming, and I think I definitely had some kind of orgasmic release, because I was like, I couldn't describe the feeling. It was like I was on a high. I was like, oh my God, what the hell is this? So couples out there, we'll give information about Hank's contact information for you to get on his website, get some of his materials, and you know, Hank, how can I mean, what other type of way that orgone energy can be used to really help couples, not just only in the boudoir, but really just connect with yourself from a very spiritual, intimate way?
Well, orgone increase, wherever your attention goes, the orgone flows. So it could be, you know, driving, you have more attention, everything seems more fluid. Because the cutting edge quantum physics realizes we're living in a quantum reality. It's real, but it's not real. So as you increase your vital force, the stronger your vital force, the faster manifestation and influence over your surroundings becomes. People who are sensitive will be attracted to your increased vitality. So this is good for people in sales, people concerned about finances. And then on the night shift or the intimate level, whatever, however you wish to express your tongue, your lingam, your yoni on your partner, you can leave a trail of sparks wherever you put your
energy. I like that.
Bro, Hank, Brother Hank Max, so people who have, let's say, erectile dysfunction or certain sexual dysfunctions, can orgone help to activate or heal that part of their body? Is that possible?
Yes. It has orgone by Dr. Wilhelm Reich was healing people of various illnesses, because Dr. William Reich said 95% of all diseases, 90 to 95% of all diseases is due to dysfunctional orgasm. People having orgasm and feeling guilty. How many women have you heard think it's dirty for them to even caress their own vagina?
A lot.
So, you know, if they can't do it for themselves, how are they going to try to put that burden on somebody else? Like, I don't know how to drive this machine. Here's the key. You get in there and see what you can do with it. And, you know, by then it might be in a state of cryo, simply meaning it's frozen.
Cryogenic.
So why am I going to take on that karmic debt to try to kickstart an engine that's battery hasn't been flowing and the oil is frozen and the electricity hasn't been circulating and parts might even be rusty? You know,
exactly.
The best thing you can do is get some, you know, check with Najami, get some of that Bhagwan D and have her stir it up, and drink some of that and throw it on her nipples and check back with you in about a month.
You know, as I must say this, one of the things I think that kills excitement in the bedroom is not letting go of certain resentments, anger, not forgiving your partner. Forgiving your partner and letting things go is so, so important in really bringing back intimacy. So if you're psychologically holding on to a lot of things that you have not let go from your partner, you know, that will block the energy flow of things. Because as Hank says, wherever the energy goes, it flows. And, you know, you have these crystals and things around you. What other crystals, Hank, would you recommend besides argon to help increase intimacy?
Rose quartz comes to mind, rhodochrosite, carnelian. And then you can do combinations of gems, like the ancient Egyptian combination of turquoise, carnelian, lapis, gold, increases your own bliss. Because people,
what about red
energetically,
jasper?
Red jasper is more of a protection. So red jasper is if you want to go outside the house and you don't want to pick up negative energy from earthbound, you know, premature souls that might be coming out of restricted institutions on Sunday. But then again, you never know where they were on Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh. I love how he just suddenly described that. The restricted institutions on Sunday.
Yeah,
like
they might have got their freak on Saturday night, you know. So.
Oh, my gosh. Najami, you brought up that they bring the... They lack the forgiveness in the bedroom. Another thing that they also bring into the bedroom that kind of distorts the whole intimacy realm is the body shaming. There seems to be a lot of body shaming with a lot of women these days. They're thinking, oh, you know, I have my stretch marks. He's not going to want to make love to me because of my stretch marks. When the guy, he doesn't even see it. He doesn't even know that she has stretch marks. So the body shaming is another aspect. Is there anything that, I don't know if a crystal can help a woman with body shaming? I mean, that seems like a psychological
Let's keep it real. Women dress up for women. They don't dress up for men.
True.
Men know you're lying with them. Women dress up for women. You know, men, we're like natural. We know that your fake eyelashes, that's a lie. Your fake hair, that's a lie. Your lipstick, that's a lie. Your bra, that's another lie. Your squeezed up panties to make your cheeks stick out, that's a lie. Your high heel shoes, that's another lie. And your perfume might be hiding funk. So that's a lie.
Oh,
how can you have all these lies pasted all over your body and then you say you want to look for real love? Hello.
I like that analogy. I love that analogy. Oh, man. So can we bring
So imagine the bedroom when you start taking off the fake hair, okay? Pop off the stocking cap.
Oh,
peel
my
off
God.
The eyelashes. Okay,
oh,
wipe
yeah.
off the lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see on the lip line, you see, you know, like, the lip signs, you know, of where you have spots on the lip represents, you know,
yes.
long-term infestation of worms in the intestines, okay?
Mm.
Then, you know, you go down and the fingernails, that ain't real. That's fake, you know? And then you take a shower, wash off all the perfume, and then you smell the pork chops or the oxtail from the week before.
Oh,
run,
yes.
Forrest, run!
Not necessarily, because you can flip the script and say, okay, well, I went out with one lady. Now I have this other lady in my bed. I mean, that's another way to look at it. I got a total stranger. Who is this person? Ooh, let me get to know her.
Exactly. You know, so you got to think about all that. You know, that's enough to make somebody take their Oregon and run. Like, look, I'll be right back.
That is so true, Hank, regarding people just not being real about who they are. And it's true. Though I think I dress for men, I try to look sexy for myself first and foremost, really. I'm not really trying to impress any man or woman or whatever it is. But it's true. We have all these false applications. I've heard stories of men who marry women and they look a certain way. And then when, because all the time in the courting and when they got married, they had all these different applications on. And when they really get in to the nitty gritty, they've asked for a divorce right after the marriage. So that is so true, though, what you're saying regarding just being real about who you are.
Yeah, that's our superficial conditioning, right?
Mm. Yeah, how do you think the man's going to feel after she take off the bra and the titties drop to the navel? Take the panties off and the ass drops to the back of the knees. You know, come on now. You know, or she don't have a 24-inch waistline. She got one of those rubber inner tubes wrapped around her waistline, so it's squeezing her breast to the chest. Squeezing all the fat up to her titties, and the rest of the fat goes to the butt. But anyway, let's go back to OregonForYou.com. www.
You sound
Oregon,
real versed in that.
Oregone, the number 4, you.com.
Oregone, the number 4, you.com. Okay. So that's where you can find. Let's bring back Dr. Yi Wang. I think she might be in the house by now.
Yes.
Four, four, three. It's not working. Yes, and it's not working. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
Dr. Yi Wang, are you here?
Yes. I am here giggling my butt off. And that's why I don't wear push-up bras. I don't wear turtles. I consider those to be, you know, medieval torture devices that got left over from the Dark Ages. Because what I'm... is come out of stuff at the end of the evening and bust out of it like a can of Pillsbury biscuits. Like, no, what you see
is what you get.
Exactly. With my natural, you know, I'll have the wig for business purposes, but the wig comes off and you know there's a throw up under it. I hardly ever wear a lot of makeup. So, you know what you're getting when you get with me. I don't wear fake nails or hardly ever a polish. So, you know, like, okay, she's a thorough sister. I don't try to hide my stretch marks. I consider them a badge of honor to show the world that life came through me 3 times.
I like what Cat Williams say about stretch marks. He said, baby, those ain't stretch marks. Those are tiger stripes.
Yeah, that's right.
I like
bring
that.
Out the tiger.
I like that.
Yes, bring out the tiger in you. So, Speaker MC, do you want to entertain to see if any of our guests wants to say anything? We're at 10:15.
Absolutely. So let's try with last four ending. I'll call the last four numbers of the phone number that I see on the line. I'm going to open up the floor so that you can ask us or our guests any question that you wish with regard to our subject matter tonight, which is checking out our Spice Rack bedroom adventures. I'm going to the 1605. 1605, you have a question. You raised your hand. Good evening, and welcome to the Bush is Swelling Show.
Good evening. I don't have a question. I'm also listening.
Did you have any comment or anything with regard to what you heard tonight?
No comments.
Okay. All right, I'll put you back on mute. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
So now I'll go to the number ending in 6996. 6996, you are on the air on the Bush is Swelling Show. Good evening. Oh, okay. They put themselves back on. Okay, so let's go to our next call, and we have quite a few callers here. Caller number ending in 1832. Welcome and good evening, caller. You are on the air on the Bush is Swelling Show.
Good evening, Speaker MC. Good evening, Ms. Downey.
Hey, Zakia. How are you, darling?
Peace and blessings. So first of all, I came in late on your show, so I really missed the first part of it. And I'm sorry I missed the queen who was speaking earlier. But I do love what you just said, queen, about you just be natural. And that's how I do make no apologies for any of it. Thanks so much for being here. And to the brother, oh, my gosh, I was just trying to look up Oregon. And I saw a little bit about the William Blake. But everything you were talking about, and now that really blew my mind. And the Jeremy has never shared that experience. So I definitely am looking forward to you sharing your information about your products, and I look forward to receiving that information. So what I did love about that is because you talked about how not only can you have this experience and have a beautiful orgasmic experience, but also how it can support the health and well-being of the body. And, you know, I'm at the age of 63 now, and there's certain aspects of my body that don't function as they used to. I would love to bring life back the energetic, maybe 20-year-old Yoni back and to do that naturally with some natural energy would be phenomenal. So I look forward to that. And I'm so glad that you said to your brother about the women, you know, women, because I think one thing that happens with us is that we get the idea that men are impressed with all of these things, the eyelashes and the fake nails and the high heels. I'm a natural woman. I do wear my hair natural, and I try to be as natural as possible. And sometimes I feel like that's not attracting men. I'm so glad to hear that there are brothers out here who honor the natural aspect of ourselves. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for just allowing your beautiful spirit to come and support us. And I really want to know how to get this amulet so that I can have a beautiful orgasmic experience that our beautiful angel Jami had. So thank you so much again, and I'm a past talk and sick to someone else. Peace.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Zakia, and you can get the amulet or any other orgon materials at www.orgone4u.com. That's orgone4u.com. Is that right, Brother Hank? Brother Hank, is that correct?
Yes, Oregon, okay. O-R-G-O-N-E, the number 4, Y-O-U.com.
Oh, Y-O-U. Okay, see, there we go. Oregon, number 4, Y-O-U.com. All right, next caller ending in 6114. Caller ending in 6114. Good evening, and you are on the air on the Bush is Swelling show. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. Blessings. Peace, everybody.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on the show tonight. I've been working like a dog, working, and I haven't had to take in time for my yoni. So I'm sorry.
So what's your question? So we got a very short window here.
Hi, sister. So I need to have the number. I'm so glad you shared it. I know Hank, too. Hank, I haven't seen him in like 50 years, but I know you, and I'm so happy to hear you tonight and that you're prospering and that you're still in the same business. So this is wonderful. And thank you. I'm just glad to be part of this show tonight. That's it. I don't want to have a big question.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. What happened there? Okay, well, no one else has any questions. Can you tell us where you're having your next event, Dr. Yiwang, and then we'll go to Brother Hank. Dr. Yiwang?
My next event is going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, the second weekend in July. And you all can go on to www.grandtrineint.com/dr.pamela-hall to register for the class. It's $420 for singles, $750 for couples. It's a tier one, Grand Trine tier one certification class for Tantra. And also I'm going to be having some genital reflexology classes coming up soon. Mm-hmm. So you all can stay tuned for that as well. My website is mafaholistic.com, www.m as in Mary, A, F as in Frank, A, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C.com. And my Instagram is Dr. Ye Wong.
All right. You said the second week in July. Is there a date?
The second weekend in July, I believe that's the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Oh, so the entire weekend. So July 13th through 15th. And it's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. Is there a particular place?
All that information is going to be forthcoming.
Okay. So look out for Dr. Yi Wong and the genital reflexology the weekend of July 13th through 15th in the Baltimore, Maryland area, talking about the genital reflexology. Yes, how it relates to the heart.
Yes.
Brother Hank, are you doing anything special in the upcoming weeks?
African International Arts Festival, June 30th. Till July 4th, June 30th is a Saturday, till July 4th, which is a Wednesday, at Commodore Barry Park. I'll be out there on the side facing North Elliott and Park Place. I'll have the amulets for cell phone protection and Oregon Gasmic Activation, Acceleration, Transmutation and Manifestation. You will be able to get more information at, if you call the office for African International Arts, at 718-638-6700, and that's happening Saturday, June 30th to Wednesday, July 4th. And the job
and this is in New York?
Doing, oh, that's in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. This, okay.
Brooklyn, down by the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Okay.
And the Jami, you might be doing some massage on one of those days, right?
Yes, I may be doing some massage under Hank's tent because I'll be going to have my nature orgasmic release in Jamaica a couple of days after that. So I will. So if you want to get some hands-on healing from Bushelman, yeah, definitely. And with that, since we just segue, we've got a few minutes before we close. Bushelman Conversations Project is going to be having another conversation workshop on September the 9th at South Oxford Space, 128 South Oxford Street, between Atlantic and Fulton Street, and it's all about the power of red. Red, bringing out your sexiness. So we are bringing your sexy back, and I'm going to be having a burlesque dancer named Shavira. I hope I'm saying her name correctly.
Shikava.
She's going to be
Shikava.
Shikava, thank you. She's going to be teaching us how to do some sexy burlesque dancing to bring our sexy back, and you'll be learning about certain herbs and spices and how to enhance your libido. So this is September 9th, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, Bushwoman Conversations Project, and Bushwoman is spelled Bush and Woman, W-O/M-A-N, Conversations with an S project. And you can go on Instagram and Twitter at hashtag Bushwoman Convo. And definitely looking forward to you all coming out to have some fun. So, Speaker MC, what is your next event?
My next event will be in Richmond, Virginia. I'm having the Champagne and Chocolates Conversation on Saturday, June 30th, featuring Pure Romance by Javita. And our topic is The Hairy Bank NA, How Your Sex Life is a Direct Reflection of Your Financial Life. And you can get tickets and information on bit.ly/champagne-chocolate-VA. V for vulva, A for ass. VA. bit.ly/champagne-chocolate-VA. And also tune in to the Swell Happy Hour on Wednesday, June, well, not June anymore. It's going to be July 11th, and we're talking about oral sex. Yes, oral sex. That's going to be a fun topic to talk about. So, we have anything else to tell our audiences? If not,
yeah,
we'll close out the show.
You can find me on Instagram. Broank, B-R-O period H-A-N-K-H.
Okay. Najami?
Well, as I said, on Instagram, I am Bushwoman Convo. Bushwoman, see, you know, the word woman is spelled out fully. Bush, W-O-M-A-N, Convo. So you can go on my page and you'll see motivational, inspirational messages to uplift your spirit. Facebook, Bushwoman, and that is spelled, the woman is spelled W-O/M-A-N, Conversations Project. You can go on our Facebook group page if you'd like to become a member of our private group page. It's called the Bush is Swelling Show on Facebook. And I also have a private group page called The Enlightened Ones, and that is spelled capital D-E, and everything is all capital, Enlightened Ones with an exclamation point. And on that page, I have some very revealing, thought-provoking type of information about consciousness, and also my Najami Lazama page as well. So we're looking forward to seeing you.
And please don't forget to reach out to me, all social media, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, at the Speak the Number 2 MC. That's Speak the Number 2 MC. And don't forget to collect your gift. My gift, you can pick it up at bit.ly/getyourgiftnow. Thank you all for joining us this evening. It has been a pleasure. We hope that we have brought some value to your boudoir, so that if there's anything that you could incorporate, we have suggested it here tonight. And we thank you for listening, and we thank you for your participation. And we shall close out the show. So until next time, our next show will be on Saturday, July 7th. Saturday, July 7th. And we will be at a different number, but we will be advertising. So until then, stay safe. And have an orgasmic day. Bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
World. And although most men are hoes, he goes on the down low, cause I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it, cause it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect, I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past, I finally found somebody that can make me laugh. You so crazy, I think I wanna have your baby.
What a man, 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 what a man
museum. A lot of snot nose X thing couldn't be him. He never ran a corner line once to me yet. So I give him stuff that I'll never forget. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a pimp. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp. He dresses like a dapper dumb, but even in jeans, he's a godsend original, the man of my dreams. Yes, my man says he loves me, never says he loves me not. Mine, I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. The other guys that I've had, they try to play all that math. But every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversations over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find.